Okay, like I mentioned, my name's Gary Walker. I'm the Director of Customer Experience with a company called Adaptiva. We are an add-on to SCCM. We take what SCCM does and make it even better. Our company was founded by one of the lead architects of SMS 2003, Deepak Kumar. We've been in business since 2004. In Bellevue, Washington. We're worldwide. We actually have probably the same number of customers outside of the U.S. as we do in the U.S. And we're trying to help move from an infrastructure-heavy SCCM environment to a more nimble one that's going to focus more on intelligence, not infrastructure, on harvesting, not throttling, and on automation and not administration. We have three products in our suite. OneSight is our content distribution engine. Client Health is a fully programmable through workflows to maintain client health in your enterprise. And finally, Green Planet is our Wake on LAN solution. All three run in the same Evolve platform. And then we also have several partners that help us implement around the world that have actually been doing a great job for us. Just an example, some of our customers in the verticals, finance, government, we have customers ranging from a couple thousand machines all the way up to over 400,000 machines in their hierarchy. So today, I want to talk about a survey that we did about Windows 10 and also the Config Manager 2016 or 1511 and how quick customers are going to adopt that. Talk about the traditional systems management versus smart scaling of systems management, and then the three key strategies that we recommend to use to move you to that. And then I'll try to go through these slides rather quickly so we can get to a demo and then any questions and answers. So first of all, we conducted this survey to get an idea how fast our customers were going to be moving to Windows 10 and the new Configuration Manager. And of the ones that responded, 53% of them say they're going to move to the new Config Manager in 2016. 63% of them said they'll have a significant presence of Windows 10 in their environment. And then Microsoft's stats say that 76% of their enterprise customers are piloting Windows 10 this year. So then if we drill down into the questions that we asked during the survey to find out what the biggest barrier is to going to Windows 10 and Configuration Manager 2016, you'll notice it's time. Time is the biggest barrier, followed by product maturity and then the infrastructure readiness. Also, as many of you know, with Windows 10 and Office 365, Microsoft is going to a monthly release cycle. And we asked how concerned people were being able to implement that in their environment with their current processes for testing and validation before they roll it out. And actually more than 50% were either slightly concerned or very concerned. So our approach to systems management is that we want to eliminate as much infrastructure as we can in your SCCM environment. We want to accelerate your content distribution. We want to reduce the administration that it requires for you to maintain your environment, like boundary management. We can totally get rid of boundary management for content location. We want to protect your network bandwidth to make sure that we're not saturating those links. And then also, we want to ensure that everything gets patched like it should. This is kind of hard to see. This is basically mapping traditional systems management to smart scaling systems management, where we go from infrastructure focused to intelligence focused, centralized client server architecture to a distributed P2P architecture. Go from disk space intensive to a virtualized storage or a virtualized SAN. We go from bandwidth throttling to bandwidth harvesting. Throttling would be where you set it at a certain amount and it runs at that speed all day long. Where bandwidth harvesting is, we'll harvest whatever is available at that time with a variable. Go from frequent content pulling to efficient compressed content pushing. What we mean there is, like, if you set SCCM to pull policy once an hour and you have 200,000 machines in your environment, then you're basically doing 200,000 SQL queries every hour. And if you're not deploying anything in that hour, was there a need to do that? Well, we make it so you don't have to do those pulling intervals, where we actually trigger off of a policy assignment and we'll contact your machine and tell your machine, hey, you got a policy, you need to pull policy. So you can greatly reduce the impact on your infrastructure. Intensive administration to self-managing automation, and siloed analytics to real-time visibility and control, which is one of the main things I'm going to talk to you about today. So our three key strategies for implementing smart scaling. First of all, like I mentioned, intelligence, not infrastructure. We're going to work smarter, not harder. Harvesting, not throttling, as I just mentioned before. And finally, automation, not administration. So any of those tasks that you can automate and feel comfortable automating, we want to be able to empower you to do that. So this is a typical representation probably of an existing SCCM infrastructure of a global company in, say, 2012, where you have, let's say, 100,000 clients, so you probably have a single primary server, but then you have several either secondary sites or distribution points throughout the globe so that you can manage the bandwidth and the fan out to those remote areas. With one site, all that goes away. You can run everything from one site, one machine, one distribution point. And the way we do that is we have an agent that runs on each machine that basically turns it into a peer-to-peer architecture so that machines within the same office can share data amongst themselves. And the office is definable by you, so you can span multiple subnets. If it's in a remote office and you have five subnets in that remote office, you put them all together into a logical office, and they'll share data between them without bandwidth management. But coming back across the WAN, then we're going to manage that. So this is harvesting, not throttling. So what we do is we actually monitor the traffic by looking at the router queues and knowing what is that optimal length of that router queue. It's kind of like when you're pouring something through a funnel. If you don't have enough in that funnel so that you're constantly getting a full stream out the bottom, you're wasting bandwidth, right? So what we're doing is we're saying, okay, what's that buffer that you need on that router? And whatever that optimal length is, and this is dynamic, so it depends on what router, what kind of speed you have, then we will monitor that. And any time that it falls below that optimal length, then we'll inject our packets to send that data across the link. So instead of saying, I only want to send 10 kilobits per second with bits, and that's what you send all day long, and let's say it happens to be a holiday, so no one's really in, and you have all this unused bandwidth. Well, we'll take advantage of that. And then the next day, when everybody comes back to work, we'll go back down. So we fluctuate as the network fluctuates. And we can handle high latency links. We have some customers that have latency of 2 to 3 seconds between packets when you're talking about satellite links and things like that. So what we do is we monitor that and we'll drop ourselves in so that we maintain as much utilization of your infrastructure as of that link as we can. Now, this may require some of your networking people to, you know, be educated about the product and the fact that even though it is at 85, 95, 98%, it's okay because the minute that something else wants to come in, we don't send. We don't look at the protocol. We don't look at the type of traffic. Any traffic other than us, we consider business traffic. So you don't have to prioritize it. You don't have to set up your QoS rules. We'll back off immediately anytime there's other traffic in queue. So this is just a slide of our protocol where we're actually sending across a T1 line. So your total speed there is 180 kilobytes. And as you can see on the left, that's where we're running when there's nothing happening. Then over here on the right, we actually start copying a file across that same WAN link, and we'll back off immediately. And we can demo this for anybody, you know, if you want to see the real live demo in the interest of time and also being able to see it on the screen. We did the screenshots. The other thing that's unique to us is we have a thing called IntelliStage. As these updates become larger and larger, it's going to take you longer and longer to get them out there. And so you need these out as soon as you can get them out there in each of your remote areas. We have a concept called IntelliStage, where you say, what offices do you want this content in, and how many copies of this content do you want out there? Then we will dynamically send this data out. And let's say you pick 3. We will pick the 3 best suited devices to get that content. And let's say you're sending a task sequence for like OSD, where you have multiples. Well, the first one, let's say it's a WIM, so it consumes most of the hard drive of this one machine. Well, that machine may drop off the list and not be one of the preferred ones for the next content. So we spread the content across all the machines. So if you have 100 gig worth of data free on 10 machines, we're going to use all that together to give you a huge virtual SAN in those remote offices. Now the key is you need to get this data out there before SCCM wants to send it, right? And you know, with the Windows 10 is now using basically like software updates. Well, you don't want it to start triggering that download when you want to actually do the patch. So we have a way outside of SCCM, you can identify SCCM packages, software updates, OSD images, and you can have us push that content out there with our IntelliStage. So let's say Windows 10, you need 3 copies. You want 3 copies in all your offices. We can trigger that and have that go out ahead of time so that when you get ready to do your Windows updates, all those machines are going to pull from a local source. If you do that, let's say, a week ahead and you set our schedule to recur, say, every 2 days, and on the second day when it runs, it says, oh, wait a minute, I had 3 in this office and now we're down to 1. We'll put it back to 3. So we'll maintain those copies so that you're assured to get a good hit when you go to roll out the updates. This is the other thing that's that's nice. When I'm talking about automation, anytime you change the content of the Windows update file or the package or the task sequence, we'll automatically detect that there was a change, and we'll send out whatever changed in that package or that task sequence. So let's say you set up an auto rule for Windows 10 updates, and it pulls it down automatically. We'll detect that change. You already have a content push policy set up to push that update out. The minute it changes, we start trickling it out across your enterprise. It's just putting content out there. It's not, you know, it's not installing anything. But when you're ready to install, it's there. And this is the IntelliStage that I was talking about. These are screenshots from our UI. And here, you can pick the number of content that you want out there. You know, if you have an office of, say, 2,000 machines, maybe you want 5 or 10 copies out there. If you have an office of only 5 machines, then you don't want to set this to 5, or we'll try to put that entire content on all 5 of those machines. We do a daisy chain replication, so we're scalable to any size. We can, if you have 5 copies in an office, then we'll create 5 simultaneous daisy chains when you're going to do your update. If any of those fall out of the chain, we automatically recreate the chain and keep going. The next thing is, once you get that data out there, you need to know where it's at, right? And for like the SCCM cache, you know, you can set up a software inventory rule, which is going to really inflate your database size. Or in our case, we know where all that content is because we manage all that content in our virtual SAN. So we expose that to you in our UI, where you can go in and say, I want to see where this package is at. We'll give you all the offices at the top that have that content. Then you can click on the office, and we'll show you all the machines that have it and the downloaded size. We'll show you the ones that are in progress of downloading, and we'll show you the ones that are just a partial download that they quit for some reason. So you'll know ahead of time, is that content there? Am I going to have a successful distribution? And then this is the latest feature that we added, which is awesome. It's called Live Flow. I'm sure if you've administered SCCM, you've gotten those tickets where you're causing high bandwidth utilization to a remote office, and they're blaming SCCM. And you're like, well, I don't think anything's going out there. So you start digging through log files to figure out what's going out, what time it started, who's getting that data. We show you that. We show you every transmission. You can do it by office, or you can do it by content. Let's say you're sending out an OS WIM, and you want to know where all it's going. You can click on that, and we'll show you every office that's getting that. It will be one data stream for that content per office. We only allow one data stream at a time to an office so that we can accurately manage that bandwidth. But let's say you're sending out this 4 gig WIM, it's trickling out there, and then you have some smaller distributions come along that are higher priority that you need to get them out there. Well, in SCCM, you know, you had to do a lot of work to get that, to hop over that one. Here, you could pick on, if you notice on the column there where it says priority, you can click and change the priority on the fly. You can pause any transmission to that office at a content level. So let's say you just wanted to pause the WIM. You can highlight it and pause it. Let's say you want to pause that WIM from going out anywhere. You can, on the left-hand side, you can actually pause it for the content, and we'll stop it from going anywhere. And then you can resume it whenever you want, or you can cancel it. So let's say you started sending out this 4 gig WIM, and then they contact you and say, oh, wait a minute, we found a bug, we got a new version. And you've already trickled out a gig of it. Well, you can stop it at that point and remove it from all your transmissions, all your WAN transmissions. you can also change the transport. Let's say you're working and you wanted to get this content out there and it's trickling down and you're like, I know no one's there. I want to go from a background protocol to a foreground, which basically tells us don't do any bandwidth management. You can change that on the fly as well. And then you have, whenever these are paused or have an override priority, they'll show up to where you can manage those as well. So you can set it so that every time anybody gets it, it'll go at the higher priority. Anytime they get that content, it'll go at a higher priority. So it'll override for any of them. You don't have to do it every time you send it. You don't have to look at each active distribution. It's going to do it for that content to anybody that's getting it in a remote office. This is just more showing that when you change it, you'll see it reflected in the live flow transmission. So the nice thing about that is when you get that call that they say, hey, you know, our office in Dallas is saying that we got slow network length. You can go in there and you can say, well, we're transmitting one file there, but let me stop that to just the Dallas office, and then we're totally out of the picture. So then they can go figure out, oh, it was Symantec. Oh, sorry. It was McAfee, you know. So kind of to bring everything together, the smart scaling of systems management using Adaptiva, we're going to help you with your planning, your preparing, your deploying, and your management through intelligence, harvesting, and automation. We have a full workflow engine within our product that allows you to automate any kind of task that you want. We actually have the world's only programmable Pixie engine, so we can provide Pixie to all your endpoints, and you can program it. So if you don't want to use the approval process through SCCM, you can use your own, because we can divert that and still respond back to those machines and give you the boot, the Pixie boot. It looks like I'm running low on time here. So let's try this demo. I had a slight problem a minute ago. Hey, it's working now. So we changed my resolution here. So that it would show up better. There we go. So this is our workbench. This is where you would set up your automation tasks. We have a thing called content push policy. So I came in here and set one up for Windows 10 updates. So I create the push policy. Here's where you tell it the number of machines you want in that remote office. You can set up whether or not you want to auto push changes, which in this case we do. You can set up a schedule, and we have all these schedules that you can just click and drag these schedules over and add them to it. So if you want it to run every 12 hours, it will run. If the content's already there, it does nothing. And then finally, how do you target that? Well, you target that based on your SCCM collections, which are all visible right here in our UI. Then once you've set that up, now we tell the content, which is on this tab here. So if you go over to the Software Deployment Packages Explorer over here, you'll see that we have the Windows Enterprise update. And if you notice, we actually go down to the individual content, just like in a software update where you have multiple goods within that software deployment. We have the individual ones here. But if I go up a level to the package, then the next time you download, you're going to get new ones under here. So if I drag this in over here, then we'll automatically detect that, hey, that actually contains these two individual contents. I'm short on time. Okay. So these automatically show up there. So let's say you have Windows, you have your, in SCCM, you have your service plan set to pull down from the internet, you know, on day zero, and it gets created as a package within SCCM. It will automatically populate here, will automatically start trickling that out. Real quickly here, I'll show you the live flow. Get on the right one. So here's our live flow. So as you can see, I have some that are actually going out. We have what we call a big red button, which gives you the ability to stop all WAN transmissions underneath that entire primary server. Or if you're installed at a CAS, it'll be, you know, the entire hierarchy. So I'm going to resume this because I had it paused so that it wouldn't run out. So this will, it refreshes. You can set it to whatever you want it to refresh. And here I'm looking at the London office. And this will take a little bit. But here's where you can show the details. You can pause the transfer, change the priority, change the transport, or cancel it. This is all done through policies, so we'll stop within a matter of seconds. And here you can see now that we're actually transmitting. And we have a priority of 225 at the bottom. So that one's going, and then the other ones are waiting. So what happened here is actually the priority 10 started before the 225, so they actually got a little bit in there before the higher priority came along. Now you'll notice that the higher priority moved to the top, and now the ones with the lower priority have moved down. To change one of these, if I wanted one of these smaller ones to go up, I would just change the priority here, and I'll say I make it 230, which is greater than the 225. So then that one will actually remove itself from the queue. And then when we refresh it, it's going to come back with a higher priority than the 225. And it's going to stop. It's full preemptive. So anything at a higher priority will stop and let the other ones go through. And I'll stop at that since I'm over on my time. But we'll see it come back in here pretty soon. But having this insight into the content that's going out is priceless. I mean, I've spent numbers of years administering and architecting SCCM solutions, and this is something that's really amazing. And as you can see, it came up with the higher priority. And now that small one that's real important doesn't have to wait on that 5 gig WIM to go out.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.